And boy, money can tilt a man's decision and judgment. Come on now. And then the third thing about their theory was, it was quite an impossible task. For if you are asleep, standing at the tomb, and you are asleep, how do you know who rolled the stone back? And if you are asleep, how do you know who stole the body away? So the judge would say to them, all right, let's put it on trial. All right? Let's put it on trial. The first thing you must have is an eyewitness. Circumstantial evidence is never good enough. So when you ask them, did you see his disciples roll away the stone? No, I was asleep. Did you see his disciples carry the body out? No, I was asleep. Why would they say they were asleep? Because if the disciples stole the body away while the seal was there, they were guilty of death if they watched them do it. So they had to say they were asleep. Well, how can a sleeping man tell what happened to the body then? Now, see, I don't tell you, I left my building unlocked. I think I figured out that's probably what happened to my chainsaw. Because I bought me a brand new lawnmower last year and a brand new weed eater and I had a chainsaw. And they were in my building and I left my building unlocked. And while I slept and while I wasn't paying attention, somebody went in there and took out my new lawnmower and my new weed eater and my chainsaw, I guess. But I cannot say who did it. I cannot say when they did it. All I know is that they ain't there. Amen. They're even kind enough to shut the door back and put the padlock back. I had it dummy locked. I could have protected it. I had it locked. I mean, I had it locked there. Just didn't have it locked. Come on now. Their story was plumb full of holes. Because while we slept. Come on now, people, surely you won't believe that. Surely a man in his right mind would not believe that. But you know what the Bible said? That the Jews believe it till this day. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. For the Bible said that when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave them a large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. And so they took the money and they did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. What a bunch of liars. Come on now. You know what? People believe what they want to believe. When I hear people say they used to walk among us and live among us and preach among us, and then I see them go away from us, and I see them change the way they live and they change the way they dress, and I see them change the way they go and the places they go and their language, and they say, I've got as much as I've ever had. I say, you're believing that because you want to believe that. Because down inside of you, you've got to know better. Come on now. I mean, they went away and they lied. Amen. It was impossible for them to know what happened to the Son of God. I tell you, I believe, or impossible for them to say that his disciples stole him. I tell you what I believe. I believe while they stood guard, they felt the earthquake. And I believe their eyes were wide open. And I believe they saw the stone roll back. And I really believe they are scared to death. I really believe they couldn't utter a word, if you want to know what I believe. And I believe they saw the angel of the Lord come and roll that stone back. And I believe that in their own eyes they saw him. Amen. Come on. Read the scripture. Sister Edwards, if I read it right, I believe they saw him raise up off of that stone where he was laid. Because all they do is hew a stone out and they lay your body down in that huge stone. And if you will read, I believe that they saw him get up. I believe they saw him pull that napkin from off his face and fold it up and lay it over to the side and walk out of that tomb. I believe they saw it. I believe they couldn't say a word. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, it don't matter how much money you pay me, I still know what I saw. I may tell you something different, but I still know what I saw. I'm telling you that however many soldiers there were, they went to their grave, maybe telling a lie, but they knew the real story. I just imagine they were in a bed that night. The wife said, "Where'd you get that money at today?" "Oh, we got paid by the chief priest. We got paid to say that his disciples came and stole him away." And you know how women are. They don't ever let it just go with that. So that his wife said, "Come on now, tell me the honest truth. Yeah, his disciples came and stole him away. Come on, I want to know the honest truth. What really happened?" "All right, I'm going to tell you what really happened. But you can't tell anybody. Amen, because I've been paid to tell a story. Amen, but can you imagine them telling that while we stood there, amen, though it was sealed, it was not a human being that broke that seal, for that was guilty of death. Amen, but the angel, how are you going to kill an angel? Amen, but the angel rolled the stone away. And that man, Jesus Christ, he walked out of that tomb. Come on now, I said, he walked out of that tomb. Amen, I believe that he rose the third day." Glory to God. And so for you to have evidences that he's alive, you have 10 evidences, or 6 this morning that I read to you, that he prophesied he was going to die. All right, so I want you to know that in the book of Acts, amen, from the book of Acts, we have 15, from the Gospels and Acts, we have 15 distinct appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The very first one was he appeared to Mary in the garden while she was weeping, supposing him to be the gardener. And said, "Where have you laid him? If you'll tell me, I'll take him away." But when he said Mary, as she said Rabboni, amen, oh, she knew that he was there. Sometimes he appeared to one. Sometimes he appeared to two. On the road to Emmaus, it was two that he appeared to. Sometimes it was the 11. Amen. Sometimes it was of others. Sometimes it was early in the morning. Sometimes it was in the bright new day. And sometimes it was at night. Amen. But I want you to know that he proved himself that he was alive. Are you hearing me? I said he proved that he was alive. And so it was Paul writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 4 and said that he was buried and that he arose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, amen, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. I want you to know that Paul, while his name was still Saul, while he was still a Jew, and while he was still sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, he saw the risen Savior. Hallelujah. He knew that he was alive. Amen. He knew He was alive. Hallelujah. That's why on the road to Damascus, that's why when that light shined brighter than the noonday sun, and Saul fell down off his beast, amen, and he began to declare, hey, who is that, Lord? Hey, what do you want me to do, Lord? Hey, he knew who he was. Come on, I said he knew who he was. Paul had already seen him. A seed of 500 men at one time with many infallible proofs. But then of Cephas and James and the apostles and the 12. And Paul said, but don't forget, last of all, I got to see a man that was born in due time. I got to see him. The witnesses this morning declare he was resurrected. Now I want you to notice something, one more thing, and I'm closing. That when he was resurrected, it wasn't a spiritual body that was resurrected. Come on. Because when he came to Thomas, he said, come here, son. That second time when he appeared to the 11. See, because there wasn't 12 now. There's just 11. Well, this is the first time he appeared to the 11. The first time Thomas wasn't there. So this time he appears and he said, come here. Feel my hands. Come here. Cast your hand into my side. It was a resurrected body. Glory. It wasn't one man went in and a different man came out. It was the same man that went in that came out. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory! Still the Son of God. I said, still the Son of God. He was the Son of God when he went in. He was the Son of God when he came out. He was the Son of Man when he went in. He was the Son of Man when he came out. He was the bright and morning star when he went in. He was the bright and morning star when he came out. I tell you, he went in the Lamb, but he came out the victor. Hallelujah. I said he came out. Amen. The victor. He went in crucified. He went in slain, but he rose victorious. He rose having paid the penalty and the price for my sins. Thank God he rose. He went in, if you looked as the world looks, as defeated, but he came out victorious. He went in marred. He went in bruised. He went in crucified. He came out glorified. Hallelujah. Because read about it. Everywhere you saw him after that, amen, that was abundance of the glory of God. Amen. Never do you read anymore. Amen. There was no way the Jews could ever touch him again. There was no way they could ever catch him again. There was no way he was going to ever suffer anymore. Amen. Because he was risen. Amen. A glorified Christ. He was risen, the supreme sacrifice. He was about to ascend into heaven to take his place on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I this morning and to love us this morning. Thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Man, it ought to make a church shout this morning. It ought to make a people rejoice. Amen. To know that this morning, amen, that I may go into the grave. Amen. Brother Chuck, they may bury me. Amen. Sharon said the other day, amen, she said after you got through talking last Sunday, amen, I decided cremation might not be so bad. It might not be so bad to be burned if you're going to be eaten by worms. Amen. I'd just as soon be burned as eaten by worms. Oh, now, amen, I'll tell you what, it don't matter what you do to this body. Are you hearing me? It don't matter what you do with this body. This old man may go in, but I want to tell you there's going to come out a brand new man in a brand new body. Hallelujah! And we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Do you know that? Yes, sir. What is your proof? I've read to you this morning the proof. Because if this same spirit that dwelled in Jesus, if it dwell in you, it shall also quicken your mortal bodies. I'm telling you, there is a resurrection in a little while of the saints. The whole hope of this church this morning is bound in that resurrection. Because I want you to know that salvation would never have been complete without the resurrection. If he had died and buried and stayed there, our religion would be nothing more than the Muhammad's or the Buddha's. Come on now. Go find where Muhammad was at. He's still there. Go find where they buried Buddha. He's still there. The worms have ate him. Go find where they buried Jesus. I've been there twice to where they say it's at. Amen. To that tomb in that garden. Hallelujah. Now I'm telling you, it's empty. Are you hearing me? I said it's empty. The tomb is empty. Brother David gave me this. I don't read it every Easter, but I'm going to read this morning. He laid his body in Joseph's new tomb, filled his disciples with sorrow and gloom. They did not remember what he had said, that he would die, but he wouldn't stay dead. Mary came at the break of day, found the stone was rolled away. She saw an angel and terror fled, and told his disciples that he didn't stay dead. In that cold, dark tomb, he would not stay. He conquered death and walked away. And now that old grave has lost its fear and dread, he lives again. He wouldn't stay dead. Full atonement and pardon were made, and forever the sin debt was marked fully paid. The price was his blood as it flowed crimson red. And I'm thankful today that he didn't stay dead. Let's go to our churches and cry aloud. Let's go to the marketplace and talk to the crowd. Let's go to the mission fields that lie up ahead and tell the whole world he didn't stay dead. Because if Jesus Christ had only died, then the gulf between us and God would still be wide. But thank God he did what he said. He got up out of the ground. He couldn't stay dead. Hallelujah. Thank God. The third day he was coming out. Do whatever you want to do. Make it as sure as you can. Put the guards around it. Seal it up. Amen. Put more stones in front of it. But I want to tell you, the third day, amen, that critical time, that critical hour, it's about to dawn. Amen. The third day. But he didn't stay dead. He got up out of the ground. Hallelujah. He didn't stay dead. Come on, Sister Becky. So go tell it around. Tell the world. Amen. The ground couldn't hold him. He couldn't stay dead. Hallelujah. The Father gave him a commandment. I said the Father gave him a commandment. Just as the Father gave the commandment and the light shined. And the Father gave the commandment, amen, the earth formed. And the Father gave the commandment and the fish of the sea and the birds of the air were formed and made and came into existence. Just as sure as that, God gave the commandment and said 3 days and three nights. Amen. But on that morn, you're going to rise up. And the commandment was given from the Father. And all that to me come. He could not stay dead. Hallelujah. Come on, stand with me this morning. Thank God. When you realize the great promise of a great Savior. Hallelujah. Man, I feel like a king this morning to know that I, a pauper, and I, a beggar, have been loved by such a king, have been loved by such a Savior, have been loved by such a Redeemer. Amen. Come with me this morning. Amen. Around the altar, I'd like for you to do something this morning as you come. Would you try not to ask him for anything this morning? Come and tell him thank you. Come and say thank you, Lord. Amen. For salvation. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life. Thank you for not staying dead.